An elder from the Columbus, Ohio congregation, Mr. Roy Waterhouse.
Good morning, everyone. This is probably the best I've ever felt at the end of a feast. Not because we're going home tomorrow, but because I got good sleep. It's been very nice. So today, what we're observing, the last great day, the eighth day, is such a special day to me. It's a special day because this day pictures the time in our future when we will be able to reconnect with so many loved ones, friends, acquaintances, and it shows something about God that is so dramatic and so incredible. You know, I knew someone growing up, and her name was Ruth. And I really enjoyed knowing Ruth. But Ruth had an incredibly hard life. You know, she died about 30 years ago. But her life was filled with trauma, trial, and hardship. She was married to a man who was an alcoholic that would come home on a regular basis and beat her up and beat up their children. So she lived a life with very little hope. She lived a life that was hard. She lived a life dealing with this through most of her, all of her married life. She had four sons, she had a daughter, and she did the best she could to shield them from all of the pain and all of the suffering. When her children were in their teens, her husband died of a heart attack. And in some ways, that was a great day for her. But when you look at it 60-plus years ago, a single mother with four boys and a girl that were all in their teens, her life remained hard. Her kids had to go get full-time jobs so that they could buy clothes for school and help with food. She just had a difficult, hard life. There was one time when she was up in her 70s, she was mowing her front yard, and her lawnmower clogged with some wet grass, and she did what she always did. She turned the mower off, and she reached up under the deck to clear the grass out. But what she didn't know, because she was hard of hearing, was the motor was still running. So she cut off two fingers at the joint. So she turned the mower off. This is the type of lady she was. She went and found the two fingertips in the grass. She went inside, got her car keys, wrapped her hand up with something, and drove to the hospital so they could reattach her two fingertips. You know, here was somebody that I knew that had a very hard, hard life. What she lived through was not fair. It was not right. It was not good. And the fact that she didn't have the hope that you and I have, she had a much harder life. I know that Ruth will be resurrected. And I cannot wait for that time. So today what I want to do is just look at one benefit of this day for you and me. And that's the benefit that you and I can see again people who need what God has. We can see those people. Turn to John chapter 3, verse 16. I know this is probably the most famous scripture because it's quoted and talked about. But when I read this scripture, it means a lot about this day, about a future resurrection. John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world." And when I'm thinking about Ruth, I can read this scripture that says, "For God so loved Ruth that he gave his only begotten son so that all who believe on him will be saved." I know there's coming a time, because of what the Bible teaches, that every single person will have the chance that you and I have been given today. A chance that's just incredible. For God so loved Ruth. For those of us sitting here today, I can say, for God so loved Scott, or for God so loved Leanne, or for God so loved Samantha. That's what happened, and that's what this day represents for us and for the future. It's an incredible time. It's the basis of God's plan for you and me. For God so loved you and me, and not just us, but everybody. For God so loved Ruth that she will have a time in the future where she can come to know God and she can have incredible hope for something better in the future. Turn to Philippians chapter 3, please. We'll look at verses 10 and 11. Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. You know, this day, which is a day about resurrection, is a wonderful day and a powerful day. Philippians chapter 3, we'll look at verses 10 and 11. It says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, talking about Jesus Christ, when he died for you and me, when he was resurrected so that we could have life and hope in the future. It was the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means, Paul says, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Jesus died so that we could also be resurrected. Well, he died for forgiveness, but was resurrected so that we could have life. And for today, he died so that billions of people could be resurrected. Billions of people can know the beautiful plan of God. The fact that there's coming a time with no suffering. We heard about it multiple times during the feast. A time in the future that is just unimaginable, really. Go over to Acts 24, please. Acts chapter 24, and we'll look at verses 14 to 16. Acts 24, verses 14 to 16. But this I confess to you, again, Paul, or not Paul speaking, but the writer speaking. This I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things that are written in the law and the prophets. I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and of the unjust, both of the called now and both also of the called later. Everyone who's ever lived. Verse 16. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense towards God and men. So when we're interacting with everyone that may not know who God is today, the writer here says that we have to see them as God sees them. God is going to resurrect every single person on what this day pictures in the future. Now, Ruth, she was special to me because Ruth was my dad's mother. And she died before I think I was in my teens. I really don't remember. But because of Ruth, my dad, who was 13 at the time that his father died, grew up in his teen years in a better place. He then was given the opportunity to know God. Because of Ruth, my dad had the chance to know God, had the chance to respond to God. Because of him, I was able to have that opportunity. And I'm here today in St. George, Utah, because of the grace of God that impacts everybody on earth. And it is such a wonderful story, the story of the last day, the eighth day of the feast. I cannot wait for the time where I can sit down with my grandma Waterhouse And she and I can talk. Because when you're a teenager and you go see your grandma, you're not talking about fun or good things. You're talking about, you know, what you want and what's fun. You know, I'll be able to sit down with her and talk to her about where she was born, what her childhood was like, what she enjoyed to do with her neighborhood friends, what she liked in school, what kinds of books she liked to read, who were her friends, what were the things she did for enjoyment. I'll be able to spend hours and hours and hours with my grandma Waterhouse in a better place, in a better time, with hope. What a special day we're observing today. On the eighth day in our future, we're going to be able to reconnect with all of these people that we know today. Let's take some time to consider one or two of these people in your life and thank God that we have a better future full of hope.